Jess in with you this morning, and every week we catch up with the guys from Singleton Council. Mayor Sue Moore joins me. Sue, how you doing?
I'm well, thanks, Jess. Bit of a cool start, but at least the sun's shining, and what a beautiful moon last night.
Oh, it was so, so cool. I was standing outside. It was cold, but it was really a once in a decade thing to see. So if you missed it, there are some photos and things up on our Facebook page. It was very, very cool. Now, let's start with last weekend. Of course, we had the Upper Hunter by-election, the Nationals retaining the seat. The next 18 months are going to be pretty crucial for the Nationals and for Dave Lazelle to deliver on many things, including things in Singleton.
Yeah, and we've decided to be quick off the mark. I've already written to Dave asking him if he can come along and meet with us so that we can get a move on with some of those things that came forth from the commitments from the by-election and other things, of course, that are on our advocacy document that we've had no movement on at this stage. But, yeah, very pleased with the announcements that we're committed to through the election campaign. So, yeah, keen to meet with Dave.
Yeah, fantastic.
And best wishes to him as well.
Yes. Also, Sue, of course, over the last few weeks, we saw the next round of the Resources for Regions funding bucket of money open up. So for Singleton Council, you're obviously looking for people to put their ideas forward.
Yeah, well, look, we did this for round 7, which was great. We're actually able to include 16 community groups. And likewise, we're doing the same with this one, but the Deputy Premier has followed through with his commitment and increased the size of the pool for this round, 8 and 9, which gives us $8,005,000 available to single and local government areas. So that's fantastic. We know exactly how much we've got. We are also now seeking ideas from the community as to ideas they might have for infrastructure that they've been dreaming of that could make a difference, and they haven't been able to seek funds from anywhere else. And also, likewise, community groups that might have programs that could make a difference to single and people. So this first round, this round 8, will be a very quick one in a very quick closing time, of course, I meant. Sorry, 12th of July. We need to have the applications in for, of course, we still need to apply for this fund, and shut-off date is the 12th of July. So council will need to have them well before that so that we can assess which projects might be able to fit within the criteria and put forward so that we can gain the best possible use of every single dollar we have access to. Yep. For more information, head to our website.
Yes, exactly. Now, also, Sue, Reconciliation Week, it is this week, and Singleton Council doing things a little bit different again?
We'll be live streaming again, flag-raising live streaming. Aboriginal Reconciliation Committee's been planning a special event this year on Wednesday, 2nd of June. It'll be live-streamed on Facebook from 10 a.m. Week runs, of course, from the 27th of May through to the 3rd of June, which is effectively starting this week and finishing next week. And the theme of this year, More Than My Word, Reconciliation Takes Action. So urge anyone to come along or be part of or tune into the live stream event. The event will include dance performance at St Catherine's College, Torres Strait Islander dance group, flag raising of Torres Strait Islander and Aboriginal flags, and a welcome to country, a special welcome to country.
Yeah.
So it'll be great again. And of course, the live stream was very popular last year, so we will do that again this year.
Yeah. Do you expect that things will get back to, will you be doing it with people allowed to come to a ceremony perhaps next year again?
Well, we don't know. We hope so, but things are looking crazy in Melbourne again at the moment,
yeah,
aren't they? And I hear this morning it's cryptic into New South Wales, so, it's hard to know with organising events how things will be.
Yeah. Well, we'll just take it as it comes, I think. Sue, something that is definitely going ahead this weekend, though, is the Firelight Festival tomorrow night. This is going to be awesome.
Yeah, this is something to warm us up on a cold, coolish autumn evening, or nearly winter, isn't it? We've been very excited again to be able to put on Firelight this year. It'll be in the John Street section and Burns Lane. this weekend, this Friday evening, which is why Burns Lane has been spruced up for the event with the Living Laneways project. So that area will be the centre part, moving down to York Street and up further into that central part of John Street. So it'll be a great evening with lots of food and entertainment, firelights, displays, of course, similar to what we had a couple of years ago. So it'll be a great opportunity. It's also the launch of our Create Singleland 2032. This is the launch of our community strategic planning statement. Community strategic plan. So this is where we go out and get ideas from the community, what they'd like to see the community look like. So not only does it shape the next council term, which will only be 3 years, but it also shapes the next 10 years of what the community wishes to see us aiming for. So it'll be a guiding document for the Vision 2 2032, which seems a long way away, but we have to plan these things now to see them delivered. That'll feed into our delivery program and operational plans for the next council term, as I indicated before. Of course, council elections this September, so it's all moving forward and we're getting on the front foot and getting people's ideas now for what they would like to see. So there was plenty of opportunities for the whole community to get underway through the firelight activation, and there'll be events and workshops, children's activities to capture ideas about how you would like to see Singleton. So,
that's fantastic.
There'll be more information about that, and when you're at firelight, you'll be obviously able to approach staff or understand from staff where those opportunities will be able to come through, including for little ones who can draw a picture or come along to a workshop and take part in online surveys or just chat to staff at the firelight. So that'd be all good.
Beautiful. Fantastic. Great. Heaps going on. Sue, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jess. Thank you. See you tomorrow night.